This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Festivals of colours, Holi being celebrated in hilly areas of the country today. Prime Minister Shahbada, there were stresses on solidifying national security and defence policy. And US President Joe Biden calls Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal for the first time as the US sends $1 billion in weapons to Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Phagu Purnima or Holi, the festival of colours, is being observed in hilly areas including the capital city today and in the Tarai region tomorrow. The festival also marks the arrival of spring and the harvest season. Among various cultural festivals celebrated in Nepal, the Phagu Purnima carries its own speciality and significance. People from old to young age enjoy the festival with enthusiasm. According to the Hindu mythology, demon king Hiranyakashipu, who was unhappy with his son Prahlad for his wholehearted devotion to Lord Vishnu, ordered his sister Holika to kill Prahlad. Following her brother's instruction, Holika, who had a boon from the god that fire would not harm her, sat on a fire with Prahlad on her lap, but was burnt to death while Prahlad remained unhurt due to the blessing of Lord Vishnu. It is said from then onwards the festival, also known as Holi, is celebrated by smearing colour with enjoyment. Meanwhile, President Vidyadevi Bhandari has wished happiness, peace and prosperity to all brothers and sisters living at home and abroad on the auspicious occasion of Phagu Purnima. In a message today, President Bhandari said, "Unity among diversity has become the identity and strength of the Nepali people, and it will contribute to further strengthening national unity by enhancing mutual love, harmony and tolerance among all Nepalese." In a similar message, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has expressed confidence that this year's Holi festival would further spread social harmony and strengthen national unity. Likewise, Prime Minister Shahbada Dewa has wished happiness, peace and prosperity to all Nepali brothers and sisters living at home and abroad on the occasion of Phagu Purnima or Holi Festival. Prime Minister Shahbada Dewa has stressed the need for bolstering national security and defence. Speaking on the occasion of the 21st anniversary of the National Security Council Secretariat yesterday, Prime Minister Dewa said the national security policy and action plans were implemented for strengthening the national security and defence. On the occasion, he also thanked the Council for the regular updates and suggestions to the government by objectively assessing the security threats and challenges for the country. The Supreme Court has annulled the writ petition filed against Citizenship Ordinance. The joint bench led by Acting Chief Justice Deepak Kumar Karki, including Justices Meera Kharka, Hari Krishna Karki, Ishwar Prasad Khatiora and Dr. Ananda Mohan Bhattrai, scrapped the writ yesterday. A writ was filed against the ordinance issued by the government on 10th of June 2021. A meeting of the Ministers of Physical Infrastructure, Urban Development and Transport from all the seven provinces concluded by issuing a 22-point decision. The meeting held in Pokhara yesterday issued the decision to address the differences and problems regarding transport between the federal and the province governments. They agreed to enforce the work procedure related to driving license in all the seven provinces. Minister for Water Supply Umakanta Chowdhury instructed all agencies concerned to work in such a manner that the water from the Melamchi project could be supplied to Kathmandu Valley within mid-April this year. Minister Chowdhury, who reached Ambethan, the source of the Melamchi drinking water project via Sundarijal Tunnel yesterday, pledged additional technical assistance and human resources for the project if deemed necessary. Chowdhury instructed the Melamchi Drinking Water Development Committee and contractor company Sino Hydro to fulfill the government's target to supply Melamchi's water to Kathmandu Valley within mid-April. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Krishna Kumar Shrestha and United Arab Emirates Minister for Human Resource Dr. Abdul Rahman Al Awar have held a meeting. The Labour Ministry informed that a meeting held at the UAE capital Abu Dhabi, matters related to bilateral interest and the welfare of Nepali workers in the UAE were discussed. On the occasion, Labour Minister Shrestha lauded the UAE government, noting the recent labour law was in favour of the migrant workforce. The two ministers agreed to work in tandem to resolve the problems of stranded Nepali migrants who came to the United Arab Emirates on a visit visa, on the temptation of employment and bring the guilty to book. On the occasion, the United Arab Emirates minister pledged to implement skill-enhanced programs in Nepal for developing skilled human resources in Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to more news now. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Paudel has urged the professors to find a solution to the problem without going on strike in the universities. Talking to officials of the Nepal University Teachers Association at the ministry in Singhadarbar yesterday, Minister Paudel said it was wrong to go on a strike at the university over petty issues. He said that uniformity would be maintained as the service commissions of all the universities were of the same nature. During the discussion, Buddha Bahadur Thapa, on behalf of the association, urged to take initiative for the restoration of dignity of professors as it was decided in the meeting of the Council of Ministers in the year 2074. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pampa Busal has stressed the need for increasing the use of electricity to lessen the consumption of the fossil fuels. Addressing a program organized in Birganj yesterday, Minister Busal urged all people to prioritize the use of electricity, saying the country was spending a large amount of money to import fossil fuels. The Nepal Oil Corporation has increased the price of fossil fuels. A meeting of the Nepal Oil Corporation Board of Directors held yesterday increased the price of petrol, diesel and kerosene by 5 rupees per litre with the effect from yesterday midnight. Similarly, the price of aviation fuel for domestic has been increased by 15 rupees per litre. An international price of aviation fuel has been kept at $200 per kilolitre. The corporation has kept the price of LP gas for cooking unchanged. Along with the latest price hike, the price of petrol in Kathmandu Valley has reached 115 rupees per litre, while diesel and kerosene will now cost 138 rupees per litre. Even with the new price hike, the Nepal Oil Corporation has stated that it will still incur a loss of around 4.66 billion rupees in the next 15 days. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. U.S. President Joe Biden has called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal for the first time as the U.S. has sent $1 billion in weapons to Ukraine. The Kremlin has labeled Biden's comments unacceptable and unforgivable rhetoric. In the besieged city of Mariupol, Russia has attacked a theater where civilians have been sheltering. Between 1,000 and 1,200 people may have been inside. The number of casualties is currently unknown. In a virtual address to U.S. Congress, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky repeated his plea for a no-fly zone and called for more sanctions on Russia. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain of thunder showers is likely to occur at a few places of province number 1, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Lumini province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Festival of Colours, Holi being celebrated in hilly areas of the country today. Prime Minister Shri Bhadradeva stresses on solidifying national security and defence policy. And US President Joe Biden calls Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal. That's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.